February this year in Homs, Syria. Photojournalist Paul Conroy lies injured in a safe house. He's just witnessed his colleague, Sunday Times writer Marie Colvin, killed in a rocket attack.
I'm currently being looked after by the Free Syrian Army medical staff who are treating me with the best medical treatment available.
Conroy has now joined activists with the Control Arms Coalition, who are demanding a new treaty to control the global arms trade. He says he was shocked by the weaponry the Syrian army had at its disposal.
They had a continual, unlimited supply of weapons. So when we looked into it, I confronted the Russian representative, who openly admitted, yeah, we're selling weapons to Syria. I asked them, would they stop? And they said no. And there was literally nothing anybody could do with them. They couldn't pick up a piece of paper and wave an international treaty at them. They just laughed and said, if we don't sell them, someone else will.
Conroy and other activists recently hired a tank to try to raise awareness of the lack of an arms control treaty.
Campaigners now plan to take this tank on a tour of London, past embassies of countries which they say are major players in the global arms industry.
That includes India, where they handed in petitions to the embassy staff. Passers-by were given bananas. The campaigners claim there are more export controls on food than there are on weapons. There were similar stunts in New York. It's here that the United Nations Diplomatic Conference begins on July the 2nd. Suzanne Nossel is Executive Director of Amnesty International USA.
This would be the first treaty that regulates the trade in arms that results in the deaths of 1,500 people every day, 500,000 people every year.
Howard Wealdon is Director of Policy at ADS Group, which represents the British defence industry. He says Britain, the US and other Western arms exporters have already agreed to stringent controls.
What we need is a treaty that covers, that encompasses all the world, all countries, to ensure that no country will sell arms to another that really don't fit into the categories that we've laid down. Do I think it will succeed? Well, I suspect probably not, but we'll give it every effort.
Campaigners say the conflicts across the Arab world highlight the urgent need for controls on selling arms. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.